This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, well, celebration. Speaking of celebration, and it is the 3 o'clock hour now, has anyone seen anything regarding some sort of celebration for Inter Miami? You know, I asked this, we had Whittingham on Friday talking about the MLS championship, and I said, would there be a parade? And he said, yeah, there'd be a parade. And then I said, are you sure it would be a parade? Wouldn't it be like an on-site, maybe stadium-style celebration? Has anyone seen anything about a celebration for Inter Miami's championship?
Nope.
I haven't saw a thing.
Interesting.
No,
right?
I don't believe there's going to be a parade. We were talking about it today at heat
there
practice.
Definitely will not be a parade. You pointed out that there was nobody on Calle Ocho. There was nobody, you know, like on Saturday. You'd think that there were some, you know, spontaneous celebrations the way that we've had for the Heat before, the way that we've had for the Panthers before. You know, they always send the TV crew to La Carreta or Calle Ocho or wherever, outside Sawgrass Mills Mall if it's the Panthers. There didn't seem to be any spontaneous celebrations around. And now there's no chance there's a parade. I mean, zero, because I don't think you could get enough line of people to line the streets. But don't you think a celebration somewhere is in order?
I just want to correct one thing there, though, Hawk, because there were spontaneous celebrations, maybe that didn't get the type of coverage that a parade, not a parade, but like people with pots and pans down Calle Ocho next to Cafe Versailles would get. But there were like watch parties, some pubs, people in different areas, you know, together celebrating. Because I saw a video, and then even after, I saw Inter Miami, like Beckham in a conga line celebrating with the team. Like, there was stuff, but
it was a subdued conga line.
It was a subdued conga line.
I've seen championship parties before and championship conga lines. That was a subdued conga line. Leo Messi looked like he was just trying to find a bathroom that got in the wrong line.
So those were people's houses. Those weren't parties. No, those were people hanging out.
They were out. But you're right. Like I didn't see any video of anybody with pots and pans. And yeah. Hawk, I wonder if Inter Miami, because a parade, would it draw a crowd? I don't think they can risk throwing a legitimate parade anywhere. Commercial Boulevard, downtown Miami.
Because here's the thing. You could throw a one-block parade because you know you'd have enough people there. But that in itself is silly to have one block because everyone would know. Well, the reason that this parade goes for one block is because they want all the people in one area. So the way you have to do it is a celebration, and I would imagine you do it at Chase Stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But are...
That would be the way to go.
Are you going to get 20, 25,000 people to show up at Chase Stadium?
But now you can invite... You can invite the ticket season ticket holders. You can invite anybody on your list that have bought tickets. You have a built-in fan base that knows exactly where to be. just tell them down Commercial Drive, man. I don't know if that's going to work there, brother.
Well, no joke. Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Leo Messi, Luis Suarez. The four guys people really want to see. You think they have any interest in sticking around in Miami over the next week to go back to Chase Stadium to take pictures and to have people celebrate with them? I'm asking honestly because I don't think Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Leo Messi, Luis Suarez have any interest in some sort of parade for an MLS title. By the way,
not poo-pooing the championship. Solana and I were both there. We had the best time. It was electric in that stadium. It was electric when they won. It was every goal was electric. Like, we had the best time.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't seen the kind of celebration spontaneously that we've seen with other championships.
Because the fan base isn't that large. And I'm not, like you said, I'm no way, shape, or form trying to badmouth the championship. That's amazing what they did. What was it, 5 years, 6 years? Like, it's crazy what they've done so fast. There's no grandpas out there saying, I've been waiting for the Dolphins to win since the 70s. There's no aunties, uncles. There's none of those people. I think most of Inter Miami's fans are a lot younger, and there's, like you're saying, it's 20,000 max, and they don't fill that stadium that often.
I really think what's at play here is the Inter Miami brand is global. The MLS brand is right now not big enough to garner the type of attention you'd need to throw a parade, and the Inter Miami brand is global because of Leo Messi. People watch the game because they wanted to see whether or not Messi would win, but they have no emotional attachment to La Rosa y Negra, the Inter Miami brand, which sucks. But I just think it's the reality.
But I think it will continue to grow, especially with a new stadium coming off the heels of a championship. Like, I think that will continue to grow, but I don't think you could risk doing a parade because I just don't think the attendance would be there.
Hawk, the reality is Inter Miami with the greatest player of all time and three other legitimate soccer legends. Legends. I'm not talking about, like, good players. These guys are legends in Barcelona. Just won a title in South Florida and, you know, people are talking about Tua and the Jets and the college football playoff today. It just is what it is.
We did this when JT was like at the top of his game early in my career, 05, 06, 07. If Jason Taylor had a tent signing autographs and the other 50 guys had another tent, Jason Taylor's line would have been longer than the other 50.
Combined.
I think that might be Lionel Messi's thing too. And he brings attention. It's great to have him on your team. But I think people are Lionel Messi fans. Because I don't know Busquets. No, I don't know. I know Lionel Messi for years. I've known his name. You bring up the other names. I've never heard of them before in my life.
But it's a shame because Jorge Mas had a vision, executed the vision, brought four legends here, brought the greatest player in the history of the game to Miami, to South Florida. Shout out Broward County for accepting this organization. They won a title in 3 years. They won a supporter shield. They've won a ton of cups. And then just locked up the title, there should be some sort of celebration, Hawk. There should be.
Yeah. You gotta put like a concert around it. So you gotta bring in an artist. I'm telling you, you wanna fill Chase Stadium for a party, make it a concert, make sure Leo Messi's gonna be there. Gotta make sure Messi's gonna be there and David Beckham, let the Spice Girls, let them all reunite. Can they reunite? Can David Beckham He's got the which Posh Spice is his wife, right, Victoria?
I believe
anyone?
So. I believe so. I don't know. Or is it Sporting Spice?
Man, a good tequila tasting, free food. You know, throw a little festival together.
I'm in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.